Sopso. So whenever he needs to, if he wanted to see someone in Sopso for the next 10 years, he could do that. So most people get to a point where they say, I'm okay, I'm going to do it on my own now, knowing that if they need to, the door is open, they can come back, they can get more support, get more therapy to help them to remain law-abiding.
Listen, thank you very much indeed, Juliet Grayson. And we've had a call, by the way, from a lady who said she'd like to help Sopso with the counselling. And we'll pass on the details. If you'd like to know more about the Specialist Treatment Organisation for the Prevention of Sexual Offending, 07473 299883. That's 07473 299883. And remember, if you're affected by any issues, there are so many people that can help. 0800 11 11 for Childline. That's 0800 11 11 11 or Samaritans on 116 123. Give us a call as well if you haven't managed to take down those numbers. 0345 900 5200, and we will put you in touch with the right organisation. Right then, it is coming up for 20 past 10 now.
Promise you one thing. Promise you won't get me killed.
Pure drama on BBC One.
2 days ago, you almost bumped into a black hole. And then the whole ship just lit up with all these new life forms.
This ship is old. We must evolve to survive.
What are those things? What are you doing to them?
Curing them.
Time is running out.
Don't you touch her, don't you lay a finger on her.
Doctor Who, Saturday night at 6:45 on BBC One.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
Oh. The Bee Gees disappeared. Come back, Bee Gees. We need you. How deep is your love? It's 20 past 10 now.
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come.
Come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm.
Fiji's How Deep Is Your Love on BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. Still getting reaction to our big story this morning, looking at the paedophiles and how we can help them. We talked about this a couple of months ago, and then we found out about this charity, StopSo, which aims to try and stop sexual offenders before they start. And according to Chris, it works. Chris, not his real name, who's a paedophile that we spoke to, he says that the treatment works. It's an interesting one, isn't it? Thanks very much indeed to Anne that dropped me a line and said it's good to hear that some paedophiles ask for help. Surely we should support them in accessing this help and the organisations supplying it. So many people would rather hang, draw and quarter them, which is what Ian said earlier on, just lock them up and throw away the key. It seems on the surface, Anne, doesn't it? So simple. You ask for help, the help is available, and you can get it. Juliet at StopSo said 700 people had come forward. That's the thing that worries me, because according to the crime agency statistics, there are 750,000 people, 750,000 people with this tendency. 700 of them have come forward. It's how you get them to come forward. That's the key, I suppose. John said, if, like the woman who was part of your interview said, these people can be stopped with their services, then to keep our kids safe, we owe it to them to ensure this treatment is widely available, because kids are at the very core of our society and we must protect them at any cost. John, couldn't agree with you more there. Protecting kids is absolutely paramount. And yet, I had no idea, genuinely no idea, until we did this story, that this charity existed, that there was help out there. I mean, I can't imagine what it was like for Chris when he to go to his GP and say, look, I feel this, I need help, was an incredibly brave thing to do, because, like Juliet said, you can't be locked up for having thoughts. The police can't arrest you for just having thoughts and not acting on them. But how on earth do you say something like that? I don't know how you do. And Marie in Earlston says, I've been really moved by what's been said this morning about paedophilia. The issue is something that really needs tackling. I would like to help StopSo in their work. Marie, thank you for getting in touch. Like I said, there's so much involved in this, but if there is something that you can do right from the get-go to stop it, then it's got to be a good thing, hasn't it? Coming up next, one of the best ways I know to help me forget the world outside and forget the badness in it is by reading, and it is Book Club Wednesday, so I'll take you through this month's title in a while, and also a teeny tiny extract for you as read by a superstar guest.